Empire.
Okay. Do you have any names for the ones maybe that are...
Creamfield is all
right. Okay. The whole thing would be what? Give me a...
Creamfield donut.
All right, all right. Would you use the same kind of construction for jelly? Give me
jelly
a...
Jelly roll.
Jelly roll, okay. What about if the donut's twisted or something like that?
I don't know the name.
Or sugar.
I don't know the name. Sugar donut.
Sugar donut.
Sugar-coated donut.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A glazed donut.
All right. What about something that's,
plain donut.
Yeah. A lot of people eat this for breakfast. It's kind of a flat sort of cake-like thing. Need any help?
They eat Danish rolls.
Okay. You familiar with coffee cake?
Yeah, coffee cake.
You ever eat it yourself?
Yeah.
Not crazy about
it. But all this fat. I've tried a little bit of everything.
What about, talking about different kinds of donuts, we were talking about twisted ones and all that business. Do you know the word cruller for a twisted donut?
No.
Okay. What about the term Bismarck for one that's got jelly in it?
I've heard of that, but I never used it. I've heard of it.
Is this in Chicago?
Yeah. Well, not necessarily Chicago, but in some area I've heard. I can't remember
in
where.
In the South?
No. In traveling. Mm-hmm. But I've never used that word.
Could you say the word for me?
Bismarck?
Yeah, okay. What about a Long John?
Never heard of a Long John.
Okay. Now, talking about this sweet white stuff that's spread over a coffee cake or a sweet
icing? The topping? A frosting?
Yeah. What was the first one I didn't hear?
Icing?
Yeah.
Frosting?
Are those two synonymous?
They have been with me. I can't say.
Icing and frosting. Yeah.
Icing of the cake. You know, we used that when I was coming up. Frosting, I've heard later. I developed later. Included later.
Now, what would a glaze be like?
Just the icing is thicker. Glaze is the clearer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as heavy and it's not as concentrated, I would think, as a frosting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's say if you were washing the dishes, you might take something off your finger so that it doesn't accidentally go down the drain. That would be a
ring.
You have names for different kinds?
Dinner rings, engagement rings, that kind of
thing.
Mm-hmm. Wedding bands, diamonds.
Okay, fine. What about names for different kinds of men's and women's shorts? Let's say, starting off with ones that come right down to your knee. What would you call women's shorts that end at your knee?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Coke will be fine.
I don't know.
Okay, do you have a name for men's or women's shorts that go a little below the knee?
Oh, these are, you said undershorts.
Oh, no. Something that you would wear outside.
These are Bermudas.
Which
above,
one?
Above the knee.
Just above the knee would be Bermudas. Okay, is that?
I thought.
For men and women?
Yes, I suppose.
Okay, I'm not trying to change your mind on these days. All right, any name for any, or men's or women's shorts that go below the knee?
Well, women used to wear things called panty pushers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they still do. I never wear panties.
Mm-hmm.
One second.
Sure. Well, I'm afraid I can't sympathize. Did you see there was something on TV last night about life in the 60s?
Oh, I didn't watch television last night.
One segment was about women's role, all this increased activism, and Gloria Steinem was talking about abortion, and she said, "Listen, honey, if men could get pregnant, abortion would be a sacrament."
Well, I was a child, but I'm telling you, you're definitely enduring.
Yeah. Let's see, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, shorts.
Pebble pushers.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
May I ask how many more hours I have?
this is coming up on the end of the second one.
Second hour?
Yeah.
You are kidding.
Well.
We started at 10:30.
We did?
Well, 11 o'clock at the moment.
It's an hour per side. That's, well, we had some interruptions.
Yes, that's right. You're right. Continue.
What about shorts that are pretty short? Come up, say like
Short shorts.
Short shorts.
Well, I guess they're a father up, but that's about it. Pelo pushes, Bermudas, and shorts. That's as far as women. I don't know what the men's are called.
Know what
they used to be. I don't know what they are doing now.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say if you had an older sister and she outgrew her clothes and you inherited them, what would you call them?
Hand-me-downs.
Okay. Now, would you have a different name for it if you got them from a neighbor who outgrew hers?
Same thing.